A University of Alberta research team is warning that vaping is not a safe alternative to smoking during pregnancy, linking it to increased health risks for both mothers and newborns. The researchers, whose findings were recently published in the Journal of Hazardous Materials, reviewed 23 studies involving 924,376 participants, including 7,552 who reported vaping-only use during pregnancy. Their analysis found that prenatal vaping was associated with a 53% higher risk of adverse health outcomes compared to women who did not vape or smoke. "Our recommendation is very straightforward," said Subhabrata Moitra, assistant professor at the Bagchi School of Public Health at Ahmedabad University in India and former postdoctoral fellow at the U of A. "If a mother is smoking while pregnant, ask her to stop because there is no safe alternative." According to the study, vaping during pregnancy was linked to lower prenatal care attendance and decreased likelihood of breastfeeding after birth. For newborns, exposure to e-cigarette vapor increased the risk of low birth weight, preterm birth, and small size for gestational age, factors associated with long-term health conditions such as high blood pressure, obesity, diabetes, and respiratory problems. The fetus is exquisitely sensitive to environmental chemicals present in the mother's blood. "This can interfere with cell division, an incredibly delicate process," said Paige Lacey, a professor of medicine at the U of A. "These are chemicals that are teratogenic, which means they may be tolerated by adults, but the fetus cannot tolerate them." The researchers noted that while the exact biological mechanisms behind these health effects are not fully understood, existing data suggests that chemicals present in e-cigarettes pose serious risks to fetal development. E-cigarette aerosols contain heavy metals such as lead, cadmium, and nickel, along with chemical additives such as polyethylene glycol and diacetyl, a flavoring agent linked to a rare lung disease known as bronchiolitis obliterans, or popcorn lung. The study highlights that some substances considered safe for ingestion may be harmful when inhaled, raising concerns about their impact on developing fetuses. The researchers are calling for further studies on the long-term effects of prenatal vaping. The warning comes amid a rise in vaping rates in Canada, particularly among younger age groups. According to Health Canada's Canadian Tobacco and Nicotine Survey, in 2022, 19.7% of Canadians aged 20 to 24 reported vaping in the previous month, along with 13.6% of those aged 15 to 19. While smoking rates have declined nationwide, vaping has gained popularity, especially among those who see it as a less harmful alternative to traditional cigarettes. E-cigarettes are often marketed as smoking cessation tools, and some studies suggest they may help smokers quit. However, the U of A researchers caution against this perception when it comes to pregnancy. "The findings could influence public health campaigns, e-cigarette advertising regulations, and medical guidelines for pregnant women." The researchers are urging primary care physicians, women who are planning to become pregnant, and those who are already pregnant to recognize the risks associated with vaping. They say more efforts are needed to ensure that information about the potential harms of prenatal vaping reaches both healthcare providers and the general public. "These findings should inform public health campaigns, e-cigarette advertising and sales regulations, and education programs for healthcare providers," the researchers stated in their report. Health Canada regulates the sale and promotion of vaping products, requiring warning labels about nicotine addiction. The department acknowledges that vaping is less harmful than smoking but still carries significant health risks. In 2021, the federal government introduced new limits on nicotine concentration in vaping liquids and restrictions on e-cigarette advertising, particularly in spaces accessible to young people. However, critics argue that these measures do not go far enough in addressing the potential risks of prenatal exposure to vaping aerosols. Other countries have taken stricter approaches. Australia has heavily restricted e-cigarette sales, requiring a prescription for nicotine-based vaping products, while the European Union has imposed marketing restrictions and flavor bans to curb youth vaping. While the U of A study presents strong evidence linking prenatal vaping to negative health outcomes, researchers acknowledge that more studies are needed to fully understand the long-term effects. The team is calling for additional research on the biological mechanisms behind vaping-related health risks, as well as closer monitoring of vaping trends among pregnant women. Copyright Troy Media. The views, opinions and positions expressed by all Troy Media columnists and contributors are the authors alone. They do not inherently or expressly reflect the views, opinions and/or positions of Troy Media. The commentaries offered on sasktoday.ca are intended to provide thought-provoking material for our readers. The opinions expressed are those of the authors. Contributors' articles or letters do not necessarily reflect the opinion of any sasktoday.ca staff.